think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Hidden Killers Year in Review, a look back at the biggest stories of 2025. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Rex Huerman,
otherwise affectionately known as the Gilgo Beach Killer or the Long Island Serial Killer. Allegedly. Lots of new information coming out. More so, I think, to scratch our itch of what the hell was going on in that house, because that's what we've been speculating on since he was arrested. Of course, his house, Massapequa Park in New York, looked kind of like a hoarder's house, to put it lightly. Kind of surprising for a guy that's somewhat a skilled and respected architect in New York City to be living in such a situation. It was kind of a little bit incongruent. But we also wondered, okay, if he's doing all these things and he has this weird basement that has all sorts of weaponry in it and allegedly child porn and all sorts of horrible things, a manifesto on how to kill people. What's going on there? What's going on with the wife, Asa? They've been married for decades. What about the kids? Did they know what was going on? And the new Peacock documentary that came out that was produced by G-Unit Productions, yes, G-Unit, 50 Cent, it dives into this, and it goes into great detail. We hear Asa in her own words. We hear the daughter. We hear the son. We hear a lot of people come out and discuss what life was like with Rex. Joining me to discuss, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. There's a lot to unpack here with Rex and what was known and what was not known. I'm going to start with Asa, because Asa is one that she filed for divorce early on. They did get the divorce. But what we learn in this documentary is that it was more so to protect assets than it was to get away from the man that most of us believe is a horrific serial killer. What's your thoughts on how that all worked out and where she's sitting today, still believing that this man is innocent and he was her hero earlier in life?
Yeah, we do not want to face anything that is incongruent with our self-image, do we? Mm-hmm. She is a great example that she's been groomed in this lifestyle with him, and it's been part of her life for so long, and he's been part of it. It's part of who she is. It's part of her validation of self, and to deny any of that would be obviously bone-crushing to her brain. It would break her brain, I think, to admit that he is actually potentially the killer because it she idolizes him. And what's interesting about this entire thing is that look who she's placing more important than anything else, him, mm-hmm. above children, above everything. So it's he did a good job brainwashing her. There's no doubt.
And they had met when she was young. I believe 17, 18, somewhere around there. She had a very traumatic upbringing. She is a rape survivor. There was abuse. There was all sorts of things that she had gone through where she needed help. Either she was going to pull herself up by the bootstraps and get a life going for herself, or someone was going to come in and save her. In this case, Rex was the savior, and I say that in air quotes. Yes. Brought her in.
Oh, he came in. I don't know if he came in.
He came in. I mean, to her reality, the world, the trauma that she had been living in, he took her out of that. And allegedly, he didn't cause her more trauma. And maybe he did not. Maybe, it was a fairly plain Jane relationship and there really wasn't a whole lot going on involving her and this other life that he's allegedly led. And then all these years later, it seems that when she's on vacation is when he's out doing these things. There's a lot of weirdness here. One of the things that I found odd is the normalizing of rather bizarre behavior. One of them being, when we're on family vacations, he's out doing this. Well, why isn't he on the family vacation? That's not a family vacation. It's kind of bizarre when just mom is taking the kids on all the family vacations and dad is always back home and we don't know what the hell's going on. Now, certainly the dynamics of work and all that do play a factor into this. But that seemed to be what happened all of the time. There was this separation. There was places in the house that no one was allowed to go into. And that was just completely normal. It wasn't just this is off limits. It's dad's space. He doesn't like you in there. It was like, you don't go in there. There was a lot of normalizing weird behavior in this house. Yeah. Do you believe that?
100%. So he rescued her from an unhealthy life of trauma and then renormalized her into his life of secrecy and lack of transparency. Mm-hmm. And so that became her new normal, which was better than her old normal. So it, in her mind, it's a step up. He saved her. That's why he's a hero to her. But he normalized all these unhealthy behaviors of lack of transparency. Remember, I keep saying it repeatedly, open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability are the three pillars of trust that I believe we all need if we're going to have healthy relationships. And that lack of transparency, secret places, times with unknown things going on, he normalized that at a very, very young age in their relationship, so it became part of the norm. And so when they have kids, that's also then part of the norm. It's just the way mom and dad do things. It's the way our family does things. It becomes part of the little insulated family normal. So doesn't surprise me at all.
Do people like this, probably depends on the human, but someone like Rex Heuermann, who essentially groomed Asa and the family to believe one thing one way. This is how it works, and this is how we're going to do things. Are they doing that on a conscious level? Is it, I better make them think this so I can get away with that? Or is it just who they are? They have to present things this way because this is just how they operate. It's not necessarily nefarious how a healthy individual have to sit down and go, how am I going to convince someone of this? An unhealthy individual would just naturally be able to do that because it's just, well, this is how life has always worked out for me. It's just, it's how my motor runs, if you will.
So I'm going to liken this to alcoholism, believe it or not.
Okay.
In the sense that what happens is with someone that's a deep-rooted severe alcoholic, their entire existence revolves around thinking about alcohol and how to hide that amount of drinking they're doing from everyone in their lives. Mm-hmm. And so it's not necessarily a conscious thought. It just becomes who they are, of how to duck out of here, how to have a private stash here, how to have a behavior here that's hidden from over here. And so it becomes part of their entire existence about how to live a secret life within a life that's exposed to everyone. And so it's not necessarily a conscious thought. It's a habit of secrecy. It's a habit of betrayal, of hiding themselves, even from themselves, but definitely from the world around them, so they can put up a false front, so they can look normal to the world around them and healthy to the world around them, as they have a subculture in their own mind that is, it's thoughtful, but at the same time, it's habit.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, a big differential between a healthy person and a very broken person.
Yes.
It's just, yeah, the prism, the operational, it's a different operating system. If we're all operating on Windows 95, which I feel like most of us still are.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Still get the blue screen of death every now and then.
Yes,
and
it's the blue screen of death. Control-Alt-Delete. Exactly. Just unplug the thing.
Like, let's reset. Think about it.
Everything I just said, too, is a total lack of transparency and openness. You know, and so I always, you know, with all the behavioral skills, tools, and techniques we talk about, and I train people all the time on, they always say, well, isn't that just manipulation? I said, the greatest counter to any sort of manipulation or even influence or persuasion where there's covertness involved is just be transparent. Mm-hmm. Transparency is the greatest mitigator for unhealthy behaviors. Because if you're unwilling to be transparent with your behavior, maybe you really should second guess the behavior you're having, because that will keep it from being unhealthy. Because once you start going down the unhealthy path and becomes part of your normal, mm-hmm. it becomes easier the next time, and then easier the next time. And then you get into a pattern of unhealthy behavior, and what you're now doing is you're normalizing that behavior to that environment. You're grooming your environment to your unhealthy behavior. Mm-hmm. If you just started with transparency at the beginning, you avoid it at all. You avoid it entirely. I know I'm pie in the sky, Robin, very optimistic, rose-colored glasses, but hey, I got reps doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way it works.
No, it very much is. And Rex operated a certain way. I think one of the most shocking parts about the Rex Heerman case, the Gilgo Beach killer, Lisk, whatever you want to call it, is when we're talking about baseline of a human being, you know, a lot of us just go to ourselves. So how would I think about this? It's just kind of our natural reaction. And you got to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. We're talking about Rex Heerman and his baseline. What kind of a baseline is it for somebody who completes the documents the way that he did, the documentation in his basement, his kind of manifesto or to-do list, if you will? It went into such great detail about what he needed to do, and just weird, like, little reminders for himself. And the fact that someone is capable of writing this stuff down and then going back to life and going to work as the architect and going out to Applebee's with the family or whatever the hell he was doing. These are some of the things that were on his planning list. Get sleep before hunt. Have story set, check issues to avoid detection, his inventory, cutting tools, acid, hair nets, tarps, heavy rope, things to remember, hit harder, consider a hit to the face or a neck for takedown, post-murder body preparation, remove head and hands, remove trace DNA and remove ID marks like tattoos. It goes on and on, and he's just like, typing this down in Word. And he had this list for like 20 years. What is going on with this human being that they can do this and go, yep, this is my to-do list. And then, like I said, go back and live normal life. That's a weird baseline of life right there.
It's actually not surprising to me, because this is what stalkers will do as well. Mm-hmm. They actually keep detailed notes on what they're doing, because this is part of his, to me, this is part of his fantasy. It's not just how he positioned bodies. What serial killers do is they live out these fantasies. They position bodies. They keep trophies. They do certain things to live out the fantasy in their mind again. And so part of his fantasization is actually his note-taking. So he can think about this. So a lot of these bodies, if he's actually the murderer, whoever did it, were positioned and put in places that he can think about them and maybe even drive by or see them, but not frequently. And so if you're trying to relive those moments and try to get that same rush that you had in those moments and thinking about those bodies and what he did to them, one way he's going to do that is be able to look at his notes and remember it and reminisce about it and think about it. And also, he's a detail-oriented guy. He's got life reps of doing this, and so he's probably perfected his craft. He wants to get better each time. You know, he's an architect, which is an engineering type of thing, and so mm-hmm. they're detail and process-oriented people. So he's very likely a very process, detail-oriented individual. So he actually took a lot of notes on it. You know, it still hasn't gone to trial yet, but it just reminds me of the Koberger case as well. Here's mm-hmm. a detailed school guy just taking a lot of notes, doing a lot of research and doing all these things to execute a plan. And so Huerman doing something similar like this too. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all, especially since we see he's got a household of trophies. He's a hoarder. He collects shit so he can look at it.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. Why do you write things down? So you can reminisce and look at it again and improve upon it. And just, I mean, can you imagine? So again, we put our reverse context on. So here I am, I'm a psychopath mm-hmm. and I want to kill people for a living because it makes me feel good and I get the adrenaline rush I want from it. One way I can sit around in my I love me room of guns and body parts is to look at my notes I took to do it every time. Oh, what a great time that was. See what I mean? It kind of fits that whole behavior pattern of his life of just nutso. It's my scientific nutso. Term. Nutso.
The very scientific word of nutso.
Yeah, Robin the behaviorist. Yeah, he's nuts.
It's what the hell is going through his mind when he's doing that, though? When he's sitting down in his little den and lair.
Oh, he's having a good time. Think about it. He's having a great time planning this out. He's like, oh, man. Think about it. So again, I don't think these are like spur of the moment vacations. His wife says, Asa says, hey, you know, we haven't had a vacation of mine in a while. You mind if I take the kids? He's probably saying, hey, I saved us some money. You guys really deserve a vacation. So I'm planning this whole thing out for you. A great thing. And so in his mind, he's got part of his excitement is planning a vacation for his family. Cause part of that planning process is this planning process. He's a planner. And so he's just sitting around slowly, methodically taking his notes. I plan them to get out on here. On this date, I'm going to do this. I mean, he's probably going slow and reveling in every moment of this entire planning process. And then afterwards, what is he doing afterwards? Like some people take photos on vacations. He's going back and looking at his notes. Again, a lot of conjecture, a lot of sure. You know, me, Robin, leaping way out there on this. But if we're trying to understand what could possibly be the reason why someone has behavior, makes sense, doesn't it?
That's a great question that would have been really lovely to have asked in that documentary. Who planned the vacations?
Yeah.
How did that go down? Was there a lot of planning involved? Who did it? Who paid for it? Who was going, hey, just like you said, because then his family is looking at him like, oh, he's the martyr. He's sacrificing his time. He wants us to go have fun, even though he can't because his work is so taxing. And they come back going, thank you for that vacation, Dad. I wish you could have come. My God, it would have been great if you were here. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. It's work. Gotta.
My guess is the hero planned the vacation.
Yep.
That's why, and you know, people use words with a lot of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Her using the word hero says it all. He's a hero to her because in her mind, what do heroes do? Heroes sacrifice themselves for us, for mm-hmm. others. And so in her mind, what behavior fits that? All these things that I just described is the behaviors of a hero.
He convinced her that he was the hero all those years over and mm-hmm. over and over. It is a weird way to describe your significant other, especially 20 some years after he rescued her or whatever. It being a hero is a weird one. I mean, it's like, I admire them. I love them. I trust them. They are a great human being. Just
what you need for someone to cover your tracks though. Too,
yes. But if you are the hero, that's a new level. That's like, you don't question the hero. And that seems to be kind of the home that they lived in. They didn't question what he was doing down there. They just, you know, he's as good of a guy.
That's the hero's lair. That's where the hero goes to a secret bat cave.
Yeah. Except he's
no kidding. I mean, just think about it. I mean, you know, it's anytime people try to make these things overcomplicated, you're really working too hard at it. This guy is a simple animal. This simple mm-hmm. animal had his den, you know, as a predator wolf.
Mm-hmm.
He had his sheep around him protecting him. And to them, he's the hero.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
I picture this. Your husband gets arrested for allegedly being a serial killer who murdered 7 women over 2 decades. And your first thought isn't horror or disgust, but excitement about your upcoming prison visit, feeling like a first date. That's exactly what Asa Elrup reveals in the new Peacock documentary titled The Gilgo Beach Killer, House of Secrets.
Wow. Things I did not have on my bingo card for this week.
No, me either. I literally just put this story together right before we got on the air. It's been a busy day. And I am literally learning this as we go because I haven't had a chance. I haven't watched the trailer yet. I've scanned the story, but it's all together. So we're learning as we go. This is the 50 Cent one, by the way. If anybody's wondering, we've been waiting for that one. This is the 50 Cent G-Unit production that it's been in the talks in the works forever. This is her in her own words. And we know
because we needed that.
Because everyone who's been heard in their own words lately with their own doc, it always works out so well in the end. It just
right?
It works great. We are going to watch the trailer. We're going to watch a clip from it as well in just a few moments about this. And as we dive into this deeply unsettling story, a little backstory. Rex Hiraman, the 61-year-old Manhattan architect, gets dragged out of his office in July of 23 for allegedly being the Gilgo Beach serial killer who terrorized Long Island for more than a decade. The guy's charged with 7 murders spanning from 93 to 2011. And the evidence against him is overwhelming. We're talking DNA evidence, hair fibers from his family members found on victims, cell phone data placing him near the actual crimes, and a literal planning document detailing his alleged killings that they found in the little basement dungeon thing that he and
I'm going to I'm going to give him a little bit of props here. Just out of selfishness, because I thought I heard it was an Excel document. And damn, not everybody knows how to use Excel. Just saying.
That's true.
He
was an architect. So, I mean, the guy was smart. I mean, nobody's arguing that he was an idiot. And also, he got away with it for decades, too. So this was
allegedly.
No stupid man. You know, this is a guy that, you know, probably crazy smart. And that's mm-hmm. how he was able to do all of this and live this life. That's what you mean. There's plenty of idiotic criminals out there, but the ones that pull it off to this level, imagine if it had been used for good. And I guess some of it was in this architecture firm, but put that extra part of energy of killing sex workers over to your real work. And maybe, look, you could have probably built a whole lot of other things or maybe, you know, got the hoard out of your house. I don't know.
Yeah, use your power for good. Yeah. I mean, if you were that big and powerful, yeah. which he physically was.
He was an ogre.
Do something great with it.
No. Oh, well, he, I guess, did what he thought was great with it. Now, most spouses in this situation would be calling divorce lawyers immediately, but Asa Elrup, she doubles down completely throughout this 3-part documentary, dropping... Well, when you're seeing this, probably today, if it's you're watching this on its first run, June 10th, the 2025 is when it's dropped. She's calling her allegedly murderous husband a hero and a savior.
Oh, why? What is going on here?
This got far worse than I was expecting. Oh, my goodness.
What? Okay, she's a victim... Because this is some weird terminology to use about your spouse. Unless your spouse has just become Pope.
Which, you know, actually I saw something like something on TikTok when the Pope became the Pope, the new one from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it was like something about back in somebody's youth, like their mom or somebody, like, it was like a elementary school type relationship. And it was like her boyfriend or something. And they're like, oh my God, mom dated the Pope.
Depo.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, they were people too. But yeah, it's, yeah. This documentary gives us the first ever look inside their Massapequa Park home after police searches, boxes piled to the ceiling, belongings scattered everywhere, a bathtub literally cut open, and holes punched through walls. Asa's daughter, Victoria, describes as the cops trying to leave us for dead, which seems rich considering that her father allegedly did that to seven actual women. Here's where it gets truly twisted. Asa explains why she wanted to move back into what the media is calling the murder house. She says there's sentimental stuff there and, quote, I still feel Rex is here.
Oh, he's not dead.
Oh, I got
it. He's not dead. Come on, people.
That gives me the shivers.
Killing me, Smalls.
That gives me the shivers. And if they ain't looking into her yet, you might want to look into her. Maybe.
Do you think
I don't
this
know.
Is going to, Tony, do you think this is going to have the same effect, the Karen Reed effect?
Yeah, I do.
She's going to say something stupid during this because she just feels like she can just let it all out.
And that's why they probably haven't arrested her yet. They were just like, let her sink the boat. we'll let this documentary crew do all the investigating for us.
Yeah.
And then we can take a look at the footage and, yeah. At least that's how it's feeling thus far. That's how they want us to feel, at least according to the trailers and what we're talking about here. And we will watch the trailer here in just a few moments. I still feel like Rex is here. Oh. Ah. That is creepy. That's one of the creepiest things I think I've heard in a very long time. I still feel like Rex is here.
Ew!
You're gonna have nightmares about that. You're gonna hear it whispered in the hallway. I still feel like Rex is here. I still feel like Rex is here. If you say it three times, Rex appears, actually. It's like Beetlejuice. If my house was allegedly the scene of multiple murders, the only thing I'd be feeling is the urgent need for very thorough sage cleansing. But Asa's treating it like a romantic shrine to their 29-year marriage. The woman's backstory explains everything. She met Rex when she was at the tender age of 18, working at a 7-Eleven, fresh off being molested, having attempted suicide, and surviving what sounds like a kidnapping attempt where she hid in a dumpster for hours. Rex swooped in, and she's been viewing him through rose-colored glasses ever since.
Did we know this story?
No. We're all finding this out together at the same time.
So does she have like, what's it called when you identify with your captor?
It's textbook trauma bonding that explains why she can't see reality. What you're speaking of, yeah.
I can't think of it. I know everybody out there is going, they're yelling it at their device.
Yeah.
It's not Munchausen's. What
no,
is
that's
it? It's
Bartram. No. Look it up while I continue, and you can bring us the breaking update of what that word is, because it's going to bug me. During their prison phone calls, which the documentary captures, Asa tells Rex she's doing great now that I've got you on the phone. She describes wanting to tell him she loves him, but holds back, not because she doubts his innocence, but because saying I love you no matter what would imply there's actually something to love him. Despite the kids,
Stockholm syndrome, by the way.
Yes. The kids, Victoria and Christopher, are caught in their own nightmare. Victoria worked at her dad's architecture firm and now can't find employment anywhere. Christopher has developmental disabilities and has been so traumatized he can't even walk his dog without photographers stalking him. Their attorney describes their existence as a surreal waking horror show. Now, here's where the legal drama explodes. The Huerman family allegedly received around $1 million for participating in this documentary, and it's causing absolute uproar. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney is calling Asa a fame-seeking opportunist, warning that her participation will affect her credibility and suggesting she's trying to capitalize on her husband's notoriety. This has prompted New York legislators to propose expansions to the Son of Sam laws that would prevent family members from profiting off of criminal notoriety. The irony is delicious because the original Son of Sam law was created to stop serial killers from making money off their crimes, and now it might be expanded because of the serial killer's wife making money off of his alleged crimes. Interesting. Victims' families are understandably livid. One attorney called Asa a ghoul feeding on the dead, which is kind of harsh, but not entirely unfair. When somebody's allegedly murdered seven women and your response is to cash a $1 million check to tell your side of the story, the optics are somewhere between tone deaf and sociopathic. What makes this documentary particularly fascinating is watching the cognitive dissonance in real time. Asa's sitting here with DNA evidence, planning documents, and a mountain of circumstantial evidence pointing to her husband being a serial killer. And she's essentially saying, nah, that's not my Rex. The timing is also allegedly problematic and legally problematic because Rex's trial hasn't happened yet. Legal experts warn that anything the family says on camera could potentially be used as evidence, turning what's supposed to be their defense into their prosecution. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is the one behind all of this. This is the one you've been waiting for. And the one that we are going to take a look at right now.
Do I have to? You know my feelings on this.
You're not a big fan of the old Rex.
No. The old Rexter. I'm sorry.
Old Rexter. Just... Yeah. We're going to watch.
You know, sometimes when I'm at my martial arts class, which I just started 4 months ago now, sometimes I picture him when I'm defending and sparring with people.
It's probably a good person to picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's big, so I try to find the biggest person I can, and okay, come at me. Let's see what I can do.
You pick the
other. I wouldn't fuck with me. I'm learning how to use a knife really well. Let's just put it that way. But he's inspired me, and any woman listening, you know, it doesn't
Rex has inspired you
to defend yourself. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Yep. Okay.
Just to get off my ass, and you know what? It's time to learn how to defend yourself because. You never know when you might be in a situation where you have to do something, life or death, you know?
I agree, and I think it's good and great to have those skills. I don't know that inspiring is the right word, though. I think it's more like traumatized inspired, because it's more like it's fear-based, you're going and doing, but it's a good thing. It's good to have that in the event that something like that would happen. It also gives you more confidence. You don't have to have the fear, but you got to kind of go through that cycle to get there.
It's a really good point. Yeah. Inspiration sounds like it should be a fun, wonderful thing.
Inspired by Rex Huerman.
Well, maybe it lit a fire under my ass. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, it did. I think that's a good thing, as Martha would say. Okay. Let's watch the preview here for this documentary on Peacock as of June 10th. Can't believe we're already at June 10th of 2025. Here we go. And then we'll watch a clip from it as well. This is the trailer.
The question everyone keeps asking is, how could you not know?
The Gilgo Four was one of America's longest serial killer cold cases. After 13 years, this bombshell drops.
Rex Huerman, architect, father, husband.
He basically was the person that lived next door.
He was a monster, living a double life.
One person saying this, one person saying that, but my memory says this. There's so much evidence against you. I don't even believe you. And you're my best friend. Convince me. Give me something. Did you do it?
Rex Huerman insists through his lawyer that he's innocent.
Is it possible that no family ever suspected that something was off about this guy?
The most mysterious figure is Rex's wife.
The investigator says to me,
have you heard about the murders on Gilgo Beach?
I've heard of them.
The idea that the wife didn't know anything is hard to believe.
Does everybody really believe everything they hear?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, when
how
the
you
evidence
doing?
Points to you, yeah.
I'm doing great, now that I've got you on the phone.
All right. So there's that. Ugh. And here's a clip from it as well. Let's take a look.
When we got back home, after they raided it, it was not recognizable. No beds, no clothes. Our bathroom sink was broken. They should have actually deemed our house uninhabitable.
Oh, look at this.
It was as if they were trying to leave us for dead.
They broke that,
didn't
they?
They just pulled this out of the wall.
They pulled it out of the wall. I think that's what that hole in the wall was from.
From. What is in here?
Garbage, nothing.
Well, something was in here because it's not in here now. The kids, they were crying themselves to sleep before we actually got into the house. We were all doing it. Fear, anxiety, guilt, all of those emotions are all going like a roller coaster, rolling, rolling, and rolling, and rolling. But we needed to come home. They have a lot of sentimental stuff in the house. And I still feel Rex is here.
Oh, Jesus. Well, she's further out there than I was ever guessing she would be.
You know, I understand this is your family unit that's been ripped apart. Your home's been ripped apart. This is the only life you know. It's real easy to sit here and criticize. However, at some point you have to step back and go, wow, the evidence is really stacked against dad, husband, friend. At what point do you just kind of look and go, okay, I'm out. I loved you.
Yeah.
This is too much.
And clearly at no point prior either. I mean, I have so many questions I hope get answered in this. Like, did you know that he's out? Because it seems to be his thing is not necessarily murdering, that does she know, but that he's out with sex workers, you know, on a fairly regular basis. Was that okay with your marriage? Or like, I want to know what this setup is. Like, what, or is it, maybe it's like what we talked about in the story itself of, she just feels so ridiculously indebted to this guy that he could do anything he wanted.
And it may just be the dynamic that's how it's always been with them. She doesn't know anything different.
Yeah.
She's not trying to find out anything different.
Yeah.
He does what he wants. He is her white knight. You know.
She never heard the Reba song, Is There Life Out There?
She didn't. You really should listen to it.
Because all of a sudden she has an awakening in like the end of the documentary. It's like, mm-hmm.
And I'm a survivor, the theme from the Reba show.
Yeah. And then Reba comes out and saves her. That's how the documentary ends. And then Fitty and Reba do a duet of In the Club to the tune of Fancy. Yeah. Yeah.
You like Reba, don't you?
No, there's like two Reba songs I like. That's about it.
See, I love her. I missed a chance to see her in... Gosh, it must have been 2020.
Yeah.
Like right when concerts started back up. She was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And there was like no restrictions on what you should or shouldn't do. And a whole bunch of people I knew had COVID. And I'm like, I'm not going to stick myself in an arena.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
At that moment in time, yeah.
No. So I didn't go to the concert, but I talked to her promoter and they refunded our money. They were very nice about it.
That's nice. Yeah. I've seen her a few times. She's a great performer. I mean, I have nothing. I'm not a big country music person to begin with.
Which you were working in country for a while, too.
I worked in country longer than any other format.
That's probably why you don't like it.
Well, I never was into it to begin with. Like, there's some, there are some that I like, but it's not much. I mean,
I worked in country for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, there's some stuff I like, but I don't know. Other formats are what I dig. But Is Your Life Out There is a great Reba song, though. That's a good one. Like,
yeah, especially if you're going through some relationship stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Holy cats.
Yeah.
That was that's kind of the Alanis Morissette You Ought to Know country version.
With
isn't
a
it?
Nicer tone to it.
Yeah, a little bit. A little less middle finger.
Asa, you need to listen to Is There Life Out There from Reba. It will change your life.
Music is healing.
It will be very interesting. The whole thing comes out. It's a 3-part documentary. That's our preview of it. And we'll watch it and then we'll discuss. We'll do a book report on it and everything. And we'll also have projects where you have to make a claymation recreation of Rex Heuermann on the beach.
You're going to make me watch this thing, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
It's required watching. This is like Hatchet.
This is like required watching for my job. I don't know how to handle that.
It's like you have to read Hatchet in like sixth grade or seventh grade or whatever the hell it was. What grade? What? I think it's like seventh because Harp's about to go into seventh. So
I have never read that. So
you've never read Hatchet? That wasn't part of your.
No.
Wow. Mm-mm. Wow. They were.
No, is that weird?
It's not very cultural there in Minnesota.
We were.
I'm kidding. No, I don't know.
I went to Eden Prairie High School. They're all highfalutin now.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, they were back then.
I'm just kidding. It seemed like for a lot of schools though, it was like a required read. I couldn't tell you what it's about. I don't remember anymore. But I remember it was a required read for one of those grades. And if I heard it, I'd be like, oh, okay. Then it would probably come back to me. It's like that other one, what the hell was it? The Giver? I don't remember. It was another one where it was a very kind of psychological make you think.
Now that you say that, there's a couple of like legendary books that I have not read.
Yeah.
Them in school. Like Huck Finn, never read that.
I didn't either, and I don't know. I can't. I just
maybe we should.
It. I'll audiobook it. I'll do that. I don't have it down here, but Siobhan Scott, who's on the program quite often, she has a new book. And the copy I have, I already took upstairs because I was reading it. I finished it this weekend. And we're going to have her on, is it this week? Is it when?
Yes, it's this week. Okay. We record Thursday. It will air Friday.
Okay, awesome. That'll be really, really interesting. Her memoir about her life and the trauma that she has gone through and finding ways to heal from it. You'll find a lot of the behavior of people in it reminiscent of a lot of the folks that we talk about every single day in these cases. So, it's a good one. It's a good read. It's called
Nightbird.
Nightbird. I was going to say Freebird. Like Freebird.
Well, that's a little different, dude.
like, I don't think it's Freebird. Nightbird. Nightbird. You can get it on Audible. That's how I ended up doing it. She does the read on it. It's a really good read. I especially liked her inflections when she was talking about like she'd do an older person like impersonation, yeah. and she did really good at them. There was like
she's amazing. I didn't know that she had this talent. We've been doing some. We've got a little podcast brewing on the side that we're working on, and she. She's very straight-laced during it.
Yeah.
Very professional, but she's got a side to her that I think we could tap into.
Oh yeah, she's great. Yeah.
Yeah. She's lovely. I think people are really going to love this book, but I would do the audiobook personally.
Yeah, I mean either. I started with the physical, then I went to the audiobook when I was driving. And it's just a really really interesting very good book. Nightbird. Siobhan Scott.
Nightbird, not yeah, Freebird.
Not Freebird. Anyway, that's that for today. Yeah, there's a lot. The trial coverage of all of the audio from Daybell to
Reed.
Karen Reed. Diddy doesn't have audio, but of course we do the recaps. There's no court on Monday today that we're recording, but it should be back on Tuesday. There you go.
Preston's Karen Reed right. Wrapped early, so anything... There's a lot of stuff to go over at some point. It was not ruled a mistrial. They certainly tried for that.
I'll be putting together the full recap to push out there as well. So you can find it in the feed so you don't miss any of that for today. Another interesting one, as per usual. All right. That's all for now. Bye-bye.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.